Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey there, welcome to The Tent. I'm your host, Scott Feldman, and it's time for yet another foray into the world of aquariums from a slightly different perspective. You know, of almost all the natural processes that we in the botanical method aquarium movement embrace, probably the process of decomposition is the most foundational one that impacts our aquatic systems. Decomposition, to refresh your memory, is the process by which organic materials are broken down into more simple organic matter. For our purposes, we're primarily interested in the breakdown of plant matter, i.e. botanicals and leaves. It is in part responsible for some of the unique habitats that we love so much and an inspiration for some really unique aquariums with previously underappreciated aesthetics and tangible benefits. When leaves enter tropical streams and other bodies of water, fungal colonization is the first thing that happens. It causes the leaves to increase the nitrogen content of the water because of that fungal biomass, and then the process of leaf maceration begins. And this is considered by aquatic ecologists to be evidence of microbial colonization. It makes sense. There are many different stages in the process, starting with the leaching of the materials from the cells of the botanical materials during their initial submersion, in which soluble carbon compounds are liberated during that process. It's a rapid release of phosphorus, which also accompanies this leaching. It's kind of an interesting thing. Of course, the process ultimately leads to physical breakdown and or fragmentation of the leaves and botanicals into smaller pieces, which possess larger amounts of surface area for microbial attachment. Are you getting a theme here? Yeah. And really extensive studies done by ecologists, specifically in regard to leaf litter, have yielded a lot of information on this process. The fungi that we have known to love, aquatic hyphomycetes, they produce enzymes which cause leaf maceration in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. As much as 15% of decomposing leaf biomass in an aquatic habitat can be processed by fungi, according to one study I found. Fungi tend to colonize wood and botanical materials because they offer them a lot of surface area to thrive and live out their life cycle. And the cellulose, the hemicellulose, and lignin, the major components of wood and botanical materials, are degraded by fungi, which possess enzymes that can digest these materials. Fungi are regarded by ecologists to be the dominant organisms associated with decaying leaves and streams, so this gives you some idea as to why we see them in our aquariums, doesn't it? In our aquarium work, we see fungal colonization of wood and leaves all the time. Many hobbyists still look on in, sheer terror when they see all this fungi, occurring on their newly purchased, aging piece of artistically arranged, wood. Yet it's one of the most common and elegant and beneficial processes that occurs in nature, so we should enjoy it in our aquariums. Now, of course, fungal colonization of wood and botanicals is just but one stage of a really long process which occurs in nature and, of course, in our aquariums. As hobbyists, once we see the first signs of this stuff, the majority of us tend to reach for the algae scraper or brush and remove as much of it as we can, immediately. And, of course, this provides some temporary aesthetic relief, but it comes right back, because the materials will continue to provide a source of the food and colonization for fungal growth. That's nature, right? The idea of circumventing this stuff is appealing to a lot of people, but the reality is that you're actually interrupting the process. Nature abhors a vacuum, and new growths will return to simply fill that void, thus prolonging this process. Although decomposition is a continual process, taking place over long periods of time, studies that I've read, conducted by aquatic ecologists in tropical forests, demonstrated that the decomposition rates are pretty quick in nature, with, in some cases, like in leaves that fall into streams, as much as 50% of the leaf mass loss in streams occurring in the first 10 days of the process. Now, we don't see anything on that scale in our aquariums, but it just goes to show you how powerful and quick the process can be. We've talked about coarse particulate organic matter and fine particulate organic matter. I'm not going to bore you with that. We just talked about that recently. But what happens is this stuff breaks down. And yeah, insect larvae, fishes, and shrimp help with this process by grazing among or feeding directly upon the decomposing botanical materials. We've talked about that a lot. So-called shredder invertebrates like shrimps and so forth are involved in the physical aspects of leaf litter breakdown. There's a lot of supplemental food production that goes on in leaf litter beds and other aggregations of decomposing materials. It's yet another reason why we feel aquariums fostering significant beds of leaves and botanicals may offer advantages for the fishes which reside in them. Well, that's not new news to you, right? We've been talking about this for years. I've personally experienced this time and time again by setting up botanical method aquariums for the express purpose of providing supplemental food for the resident fishes. I've done this with adult fishes, and I've actually reared fry. Well, nature did the work. I reared a number of fish fry by setting them up in heavily botanically stocked aquariums with little to no supplemental feeding. The fishes fed on the fungal growth and the biofilms, as well as the organisms which are associated with them, just like in nature. Again, concept we talked about many times over the years, but sometimes it hasn't sunk in yet with people, so I'm just going to keep bringing it up. The biggest allies that we have in the process of decomposition of our botanicals in the aquarium are microbes, bacteria, fungi, protozoa specifically. Ecologists will tell you that during the early decay phase of botanicals and leaves, the leaching of water-soluble substances plays a key role in the loss of physical mass of these materials. Alteration of the botanicals is done chemically via microbial action. Ultimately, the components of the botanicals and leaves, lignin, cellulose, etc., are broken down near completely. In aquatic environments, photosynthetic production of oxygen ceases in plants, and organic matter and nutrients are released back into that aquatic environment. And all these organisms work together, in essence, supporting each other via the processes that they engage in. It's really kind of cool. Fungal colonization facilitates the access of invertebrates to the energy that's trapped in leaves and other botanical materials found in tropical streams. So bacteria and fungi that decompose plant material, in turn, consume dissolved oxygen for respiration during the process as well. It's support. Of course, if you intervene by removing stuff, or more commonly by adding too much stuff in too short of a period of time, bad things can happen in your aquarium. That's why adding too much botanical material too rapidly in a tank can create problems for your fishes. A rapid decrease in dissolved oxygen in a small body of water can be disastrous, or at the very least, leave your fishes gasping at the surface. And of course, that's why we tell you to deploy massive patience and to go slowly when you're adding botanicals to an established aquarium. And as we've discussed recently, the processes of decomposition and utilization of dissolved organic carbon from botanical materials keep the water quality high, even in a closed aquarium with tons of botanical materials breaking down. It's thought by ecologists that the dissolved organic carbon is used as a substrate for microbial growth, thus lowering the concentration of dissolved organic carbon in the water and transferring energy from decomposing leaves and other materials to other trophic levels, which are defined as hierarchical levels in an ecosystem comprised of organisms that share more or less the same function in the food chain and the same nutritional relationship to the primary sources of energy. That's what we, when we hear the words trophic levels, that's what that means. Now, look, I played a little bit or have talked about over the years with the idea of, curing wood directly in the aquarium as opposed to doing it in a separate container. I've talked about that a lot. Now, I can't say this would be everybody's cup of tea, as it creates a very disturbing look for many hobbyists. Now, aesthetics aside, I personally don't see a problem with breaking in new fishless aquariums by curing the wood and stuff like that in situ. Yeah, you just need to be super patient. You need to wait until the fungal growths peak and subside. You need to wait, keep your hands off and just wait. You need to overcome your fear of the look. So what advantage would a practice like this bring? Well, for one thing, you'd have a well-established cycle of microbial colonization, bacterial succession, breakdown, and ultimately decomposition before the fishes are ever even present. It would be very, very cool. You'd just have to look at the process as the beginning of a very long, continuous journey, one that could take your aquarium to all sorts of amazing places if you're incredibly patient, diligent, make the effort to understand what's happening, and just sit back and relax. You need to have faith. Faith in the process, faith in your own skills and patience, faith in nature and process. It's all about how the natural materials that we play with fuel the process of establishing, growing, and maintaining a closed ecosystem in our aquariums. This is the whole basis of the botanical method aquarium. It's about an ecosystem. It's not an aesthetic approach. It's not about tinted water. Those are byproducts of this unique natural process. Knowing that the turbid biofilm and fungal growth-filled aquarium that you're recently set up will evolve over time to a rich, diverse, biologically stable microcosm and beautiful beyond anything you've thought about takes faith. I think it's sort of an exciting frontier. The idea of throwing it all together and letting nature sort it out isn't out of laziness. It isn't some crazy alternative approach either. It's a slightly different take on what hobbyists have been doing for generations. The reality is that it's a simple way to create a very dynamic ecosystem by powering up things immediately, taking a longer, perhaps less aesthetically conventional road. An approach that can unlock so many secrets of nature to so many hobbyists if we just give it a chance. And it's really as much of a mental shift as it is anything else. Yes, we talk about mental shifts all the time, like so much of what we do with botanical method aquariums. The willingness of us as hobbyists to really look at nature as more than just an inspiration for making cool-looking aquariums. Rather, it's an approach which understands that our botanical method aquariums require us to step back and observe what happens in wild aquatic habitats and realize that the same processes occur in our aquariums. It requires an understanding that intervening and editing the process by removing what we consider undesirable life forms is actually interfering with the development of a truly dynamic aquatic ecosystem. Please consider this approach. Please consider embracing the process of letting nature do what she does with the organisms which have evolved over eons to take advantage of the resources available to them. Understand how botanicals and wood fuel this process and how it can take you to places you've never even thought of. Stay diligent, stay patient, stay observant, stay engaged, and always stay wet. Until next time, this is Scott Fellman from Tannin Aquatics. Thanks for spending part of your day with me. I look forward to seeing you on the next installment of The Tin.